Mishnah says on Daf Chavches Amid Beis. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'chol yom v'yom mispar l'adam shmona esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer me'ein yud ches me'ein shmona esrei. Rabbi Kiva Omer m'shkura filosa b'fiv mispar yud ches imlav me'ein yud ches. Interesting machlokes. So Rabbi Gamliel says yidavin shmona esrei. Shmona esrei. The Gemara has mekoros. Why yud ches? Where did that come from? That's the first sheet. That's the first Tana in the Mishnah. That Yidavin Shmona Esrei comes Rabbi Yeshua and says Yidavin Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Kiva, formulate. He qualifies it. He says Mshkurat V'Yosu B'Fiv. Then better to daven a full Shmona Esrei. If not Me'ein Shmona Esrei. What does this Me'ein Shmona Esrei mean? What does this mean? So that's what the Gemara picks up on Chav Tes Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shmona Esrei. My Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Rav Omer Me'ein Kol Brocha U'Brocha. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Me'ein Kol Brocha. Omer Bekotzu Mevorech Al Kolachas Va'achas. Rav holds Me'ein Shmona Esrei is that you shorten the brachas of the Shmona Esrei. Don't daven a full Shmona Esrei. Shorten the brachas and make a brocha. End with a brocha for each one. It's not as long as our Shmona Esrei, the full brocha, but some kind of a shortened version. It doesn't give us the shortened version, but some kind of a shortened version. Shmuel Omer Havineinu. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Lodaz Drachecha Molas Livaveinu Liyirasecha V'siz Lachlenu Liyos Geulim Rachakeinu Mimachoveinu. What's this? It says Rashi Havineinu Ve'einu Mevarech Al Shemet Tefillah. The difference between Havineinu Me'ein Shmona Esrei and Shmona and Rav's pshat in Me'ein Shmona Esrei is that Rav assumes that you can make a bracha on each chelik of the Shmona Esrei, even though it's a shortened version, but you're going to end with Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of each chelik of the Shmona Esrei. And Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that you put all of the brachas together. One bracha of Shema Tefillah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shema Tefillah at the end. You're not mevarech on each chelik of the Shmona Esrei. Just at the end. Ena mevarech ela Shema Tefillah. B'chol ha-bracha sheben shalosh rishonos l'shalosh achronos. And then he goes through what's a keneged. Avineinu keneged atachoneinu malos levenu keneged ashiveinu. L'slach lanu keneged slach lanu liyaz geulim keneged geulah v'chein kulam. Very short phrases referring to the different brachas without ending with the Baruch Atah Hashem, and then at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. Shmuel Lama Avineinu Hashem Elokeinu Lodaz Drachecha Moz Levenu Liyosecha V'Sislach Lanu Liyos Geulim V'Rachakeinu Mimachaveinu V'Dashneinu B'Na'os Ha'Tzecha V'Nefutzaseinu Me'arba T'Kabez V'Atoim Al Daitcha Yishoftu V'Al Rasham Tanaf Yodecha V'Yismuchu Tzadikim V'Vinyan Yirecha. What's the Aleph? Terem Nikra Tosana is of the Gura Kiata One. Rabbi Kiata One Bechol Ace Sara Vitzuka. That's the Girsa of the Riff and the Rush. Okay. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. Havineinu, that's Shmuel's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, Shita Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Layet alo Abaya Amanda Matzli Havineinu. Abaya wasn't so happy with someone who davened Havineinu. It says Rashi, Layet alo Abaya lefish medalag abrochas v'kolam b'vach achas. Medalag abrochas kolam b'vach achas. He wasn't happy. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Kol Hashana Kulam Espar Lo Adam Avineinu Chutz Motzi Shabbos Motzi Yomim Tovim Mipnei Shetzorach Lomar Abdala Bechon Nados. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel is not unhappy. He says you can say Avineinu except Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yomim Tovim, because you have to say Atachon Atanu. Maskif La Rabbi Bar Shmuel V'Neir Bracha Revius V'Fnei Atzma Milotan Rebbe Kiva Omer Omra Bracha Revius V'Fnei Atzma Rebbe Lezer Omer Baldoa. Because machlok is where you say atachon antanu. Do you say it as part of atachonin? You say it as a bracha revius, or do you say it in modim? So why not say it as a bracha revius with neatzma? Says after Gemara, atu kol hashana kula mi avdina kri bakiva hashanami neven kol hashana kula mi tamal lo avdina kri bakiva tamni sri tokun tish sri lo tokun hachanami sheba tokun tamni lo tokun. We don't paskin like shita sri bakiva generally. We don't say bracha revius with neatzma. So why over here should we say bracha revius with neatzma? So we don't say, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that you don't say Avineinu on Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov. But the rest of the year you can say Avineinu. Maskev la marzucha v'nichla mechla havinen Hashem alokeinu hamaldu mekodesh l'chol. Don't say it bracha v'yis b'fnei atzma, but say it in the beginning. Kasha. The Gemara ends off with a kasha. Why don't we say hamaldu mekodesh l'chol, put it in the middle of havinen, or not as a bracha v'yis b'fnei atzma? This is the Gemara. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Rabbi Yeshua says, Me'ein Shmona Esrei. So does that mean Me'ein Kol Brachu Brachu? Does it mean Havineinu? How do we paskin? I mean, we do say Shmona Esrei every day. How do we paskin over here? So that's what's interesting. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that you can say Havineinu except for Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov. Abaye didn't like it, right? Layat ala Abaye, amadim atzli havinenu. So how do we pass? It sounds like it's a machlokas amaroyim, what to do. Are you allowed to say havinenu generally or not? So the Rif writes that even according to the Shita that you can say havinenu, it's still limited. The Rif says on Yutessam Adbeis in his Dapim, V'karmi rabbonan hani mili b'shasat chak. Aval shelo b'shasat chak, ein mispal havinenu. B'shasad chak, you can daven havinenu, but shelo b'shasad chak, no. It sounds like the way he's interpreting Rabbi Yeshua is not saying that you should daven me'ein shmona esrei. He's saying you could daven me'ein shmona esrei. There's a certain context. It's not always. Rabbi Yeshua never meant to say that you don't daven shmona esrei. It means in certain contexts you can daven me'ein shmona esrei. B'shasad chak, you could daven havinenu, but not b'shasad chak, you can't. And that seems to be what Tosfos holds as well. Layat ala abaya madamatz lehavinenu chavtesam et aleph. V'ochi kaimalon, this is how he paskin says Tosfos. Yeshvarim demase kanim ili b'mosa. Havel b'derach shari k'demashu b'mechilten gabi Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi on Daf Gimel, there's a whole story that he was b'churva, and he learned there, Elio Anovi told him that you can be mispal havinenu. Why'd you daven a regular Shemana Esrei? You could daven a tefillah ketzara. What does tefillah ketzara mean? So Rashi there says havinenu. We'll see on the Flamid, there's another tefillah that's called a tefillah ketzara. That's even shorter than havinenu. So he learned that you can daven havinenu if you're baderech. That's a shasad chag. Then you can be mispal havinenu. So says Tosfos, that's why Abaye was liet. Abaye was angry at people who daven havinenu shelo baderech. It's only baderech that you're allowed to daven havinenu, but shelo baderech no. Shelo baderech no. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Yud. You can't have an avinena b'mos hagashamim, you're not going to say the same talamata, as we'll see in the Gemara later. Matzah Shabbos and Yom Tov, we also saw you can't have an Havinenu because you're not gonna say Avdolah. You can't say Avdolah in Havinenu. But besides that, you can't have an Havinenu. It sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that it's an acceptable tefillah. First of all, you have to daven Me'umad. We'll see the Gemara Daf Lamed is going to say tefillah Ketzara is even shorter than Havinenu, and you don't have to daven Me'umad. But Havinenu, you do have to daven Me'umad. It's a regular tefillah. So L'chadchili, you have to daven Me'umad. So when he gets home, he doesn't have to daven again because he was Yotzei. With Havinenu, he was Yotzei. A tefillah ketzara, we'll see. When you get home, you have to say another tefillah because you were not Yotzei with tefillah ketzara. It's appropriate to daven the tefillah, this man tefillah, but you have to daven again because you really weren't Yotzei tefillah. But when do you say Havinenu? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. B'sha'as adchak. What does that mean? If he's baderech, or he's omei b'mokam shu torud, he's afraid she'apsiku over drachim. Like Rabbi Yossi, he was afraid that they'll interrupt him. He won't be able to be mechavein properly in the tefillah, so then he could daven a shortened tefillah. He's not b'sakona. Havinenu is not for a person who's b'sakona. Someone who's b'sakona doesn't have to say Havinenu. He can say a tefillah ketzara, the Gemara is going to say. That's even shorter. If he can, if he's mamish b'sakona, so then he's potter completely. But if he can say a shortened tefillah, so he does that. Havinenu is not for sakona. Havinenu is where you're not going to be able to be mechavim properly in the long field. It's to Shas Al Chag that you can't be mechaving properly. But Derech, he's on the way. He's on the way. Not that he's besakana. He's not afraid of listim. He's not besakana, but he's not going to be able to be mechaving properly. So then he can say Me'ein Shmona Esrei. He can say Havineinu. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avashe lo b'shas al chag kaminu b'gemara davai la'ayit aman d'mesbal havineinu." Shelo b'shas al chag, one shouldn't do that. That's what Abai is going on. That's what Abai is going on. Moshe will point it out that from Rashi you don't get that impression. Rashi doesn't mention anything about shas al chag. He says la'ayit ala Abai l'fishem adalik abrocha zekolam b'vrocha achas. Sounds like Abai stav wasn't happy with someone who davened havineinu. Is he mechalik between shas al chag as opposed to no? It's not clear from Rashi. Not clear from Rashi, but most of the Rishonim seem to be mechalik. The Rif, the Rosh, Tosfos also seems to be mechalik. It seems like that's the mainstream. That's the mainstream. Mishnah Berurah says that there's a machlokas achronim. Let's say you daven avineinu when you're not supposed to. It's a shaila whether you yotzi b'dieved or not. Because to achronim, Mishnah Berurah concludes dim Rosh hazman tefila overes mispal laruka mutal lechatchilu lispal avineinu v'hainu b'mos achamu. Obviously, b'mos achasham you can't. Because you'll miss the Saint Talamata, but Bimos Achama. It's up to Mishnah Berurah. Some Achronim say that if the Zman Tfil is Overes, then you can daven Havineinu. I never heard of anyone doing this. Right, we talked about, you know, if you're not going to be able to finish the Shmona Esrei before the end of the Zman, so it's enough to have the Tchilas Shmona Esrei before the end of the Zman. We talked about that idea. How long does Zmanim extend in Mincha and in Shachris? We never find people davening Havineinu. Maybe the answer is because they just don't know the Nusach. Yeah, they don't. It's not in the Siddur. But if you bring a Gemara, so then you could daven Havineinu, I guess. If you only have a minute left to the Zman, I never saw people doing this. Never saw people. Yes.
Would Abaye say that someone could be yotzi b'dieved if he had no reason to do it? According to the Zohar, they say that Abaye would say that someone could be yotzi.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. He cursed him. He wasn't happy with him, but he's not yotzi.
When do we curse people that do a b'dieved against the law? If they're still being a kind of mitzvah, and they're still doing whatever the mitzvah is supposed to, why is Abaye cursing them? They're still doing the mitzvah.
Because he wanted them to know that it's not the right thing. Yes?
Dirshu pointed out that Lafida Aruch HaShulchan says that you can daven tefila as long as you started before the Zman. You cannot go over the Tavineinu.
Right, because it's not a Shas Al Chag then. Right, okay. Uh-huh. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. Right. But still, I mean, we never saw. Maybe the answer is that the Sharet, at least in Mincha, the Shaar Tzion says that you could even daven after Shkia a little bit. So maybe that's why we don't find people just saying Havineinu before Shkia, because really, technically, with the Eved, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can say Mincha even after Shkia a little bit. Interesting. I never heard of anyone saying Havineinu when they were at the end of this month. Okay. So the Gemara leaves off with a kasha. Right? The Gemara says that why don't we say Avineinu Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tovim? Because you have to say Avdolah B'chon and Ados. So Bracha reviews with Nehatsu we're not going to do, but let's be Kololit and Avineinu. Say Avineinu Hashem Elokeinu Ma'avdu Mekol Shlecho. Kasha, the Gemara ends up with the Kasha. So the Rabbeinu Yonah answers the Kasha. He says, maybe there's an answer. What's the answer? V'nei Shetzarech Shetzarech Lomar Avdolah B'chon and Ados. The Gemara Shoel, K'mo Sha'omer Me'en Kol Bracha Bracha Mishmona Esrei. Rabbeinu Yonah says, but Shmuel still is right. And we just saw Shmuel is right. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Right? You can say Avineinu except Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov. If Shlomo matan b'dover the mishemachilo takinu me'ain havdala m'nei shehavdala ain a barocha b'fnei atzma. Avdol is not a bracha b'fnei atzma. Right? We paskin against Rebbe Akiva. We don't say Avdolah as a bracha revius b'fnei atzma. It's nichlal within atachone. Every part of Havineinu, every chelik of Havineinu is a separate bracha. Every chelik of Havineinu. So if we put Hamavda ben Kodesh Lechol in the midst of Havineinu, so it would appear as though Hamavda ben Kodesh Lechol, the Havdalah is a separate bracha. It's not supposed to be a separate bracha. We're giving an extra chashivas to the Havdalah. It's not what you're supposed to do. So that's why we don't put a madur and kashal chol in there. That's the teretz Rabbeinu Yonah wants to suggest. Interesting idea. You know, it's interesting. The Beis Yosef writes that we actually paskin that you do say havinena. He says, how do I know this? Because the Gemara, we're going to see in the Gemara is coming on, the Gemara constantly mentions havinena. It's like, if we don't paskin this way that you can say havinena, why does the Gemara talk about it? Interesting. I don't know. Again, if it's not a Shas Adchak, there's nothing to talk about. And the Shas Adchak in Shulchan Aruch is about kavana. Mishnah Berurah is this idea that if it's a Shah of Eretz, you're close to the end of the Zman, but maybe that's also a Shas Adchak. But Pasha Pshat is, we're not going to say Avi name. We don't take so long to damage one essay B'chalal, unfortunately. Right? How long does it take? Right? Unfortunately. So, you know, it is longer than Avi Neinu, but we don't really find the poskim saying that that in certain contexts you can say Avi Neinu. Probably better not to. Probably better just to say the Shmon Esi. It's better to daven bizman. Better not to, right? I guess B'Shas Adchak, what, says a soldier's in Gaza and he doesn't have the time, but he's not B'Makom Sakana, so maybe there you can say Avi Neinu, maybe, I don't know. And I'm not sure what the poskim are saying, right? I'm sure some are davening a tefillah katsara, some are davening an even shorter tefillah. You know, if a person is really b'shas adchak, so then you could daven a shorter shmona esrei. I'm sure for the chayalim, they probably photocopied the nusach of Avi Neinu, whatever tefillah katsara that they're suggesting to say. But if you're not b'makom sakana, it's not really a shas adchak, it's probably better to try to daven a regular shmona esrei. Okay, let's go back. Amar of Bibi Bar Abaye, Kol Hashana Kula Mispar L'Adam Avinenu Chutz Mimos Hagashamim Meshitzorak Lo Meshela B'Vichas Hashon. This is what we've been looking for. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that Mimos Hagashamim, you can't say Avinenu. Why? Because you have to say V'Sein Talumata. And you're not going to say that in Avinenu. So Maskif L'Mar Zutra V'Nichla Mechlal V'Dashneinu B'Na'os Artzecha V'Sein Talumata. What's the problem? Just put it as part of the bracha. Just lengthen the nusach a little bit. We just said, but we're not going to add something that's not a bracha b'fnei atzma. This is not havdalah. Havdalah is a separate thing, right? This is a chelik of the bracha itself. So just put it in the nusach of Avinena, then you won't have a problem. The Gemara, no. Osila trude. You're going to lose place in Havinenu. You're putting something else in, so you'll lose place, you'll get confused. Yochi Abdallah Bechon and Ados Nami Yosila Trude. What's a kasha? You had a kasha in the Gemara earlier to put Abdallah Bechon and Ados be called in Havinenu, and we left off with a kasha. What's the kasha Bechlal? Yosila Trude. You're going to add an extraneous point in Havinenu, so then you'll be torud. You'll make a mistake. So it's up to Gemara. No, Amri, Hosam came to Asi b'tchilas slosa lo matrid. Hocha came to Asi b'emtzet slosa matrid. No, the difference is, Havdalah comes at the beginning of the Havinenu. So at the beginning, you're not going to make, you'll be able to get back. But smack in the middle, then we're afraid you'll make a mistake. Maskifla, Ravashi, v'nem v'shemeh tfila, the Amr of Tanchum, Amr of Asi, tov lo his kugvus, gesham b'tchias ha-mesim, achzirin oso, Fractor of Ashi, why don't we say the same Talamata b'shamayat tefila? Meaning, put it into Avinenu, not in the middle, at the end. You said in the beginning a person is not going to be matrid, so at the end he won't be matrid himself either. There's nothing more to say. And we know that if you don't say the same talamot in Birchas Hashanim, if you forgot it in Baruch Aleinu, you say it in Shemei Tefillah. That's okay. So why don't we do that in Havinenu too? So, and for the Gemara, no, Toh is shiny. Toh is different. You make a mistake, you left it out of Baruch Aleinu, then you can put it into Shemei Tefillah. But Lechatchila, to be Koveya, the Nusach HaBrocha, is putting it in Shemei Tefillah, that we're not going to do. So here, to put the same talamot as part of Shemei Tefillah, the end of the bracha and Havinenu, that we're not going to do. Okay. Yes.
If according to that answer though, then doesn't the kasha just resurface? Because then why don't you just put it by Baruch Aleinu, b'chatchila, and then if you make a mistake, which is our concern, then you'll say it in Shomei HaTfila. At the end of Avinu.
No, the problem is you won't be able to continue the nusach of Avinu. Right? You'll say what? You'll say v'dashneinu ben osar tzeinu v'sein talum matar. And then you'll forget the Kabbash Ofer, right? You want to continue for Tzaseinu Me'abat the Kabbetz V'aton al that. You'll like forget the Nusach.
It's not about you forgetting the Saint Talmud. You're saying it,
but the problem is, right? You know the story, right? If someone says where's this pasuk in Ashrei, right? So you start to say after that, but you can't say before it. You get all confused. It's hard to keep track of everything. That's the problem. It's hard to keep track of everything. Dok Toysis, Mineshi Yochel Omer B'Shemei Tefillah. What's this halacha? Rav Tamchum says B'Shem Rav Asi. Right? So, where is this? Tov lo iske gvurz gesham v'tches ha-meisim. You forget Mashu V'ruach Omer Agoshem. So then machzirin also. Shele b'vichas Hashanah. Me machzirin also Mineshi Yochel Omer B'Shemei Tefillah. What does that mean? What does that mean? You forget V'sein Talamotar, then you can put it into Shema Tefillah. What kind of a strange notion is that? It says, Tosus Kida Omar, Shol Adam Tzrocha B'Shema Tefillah. The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph says, a person can ask for his Tzrocha B'Shema Tefillah, meaning he can add to the Shemona Esra. Add to the Shemona Esra. You want to daven for a specific Tzorech, do it in Shema Tefillah. That's the best time. You can add your own Nusach at that point, says the Gemara. But says Tosu Dafka Tzrocha, Kigon Sheesh Lochola B'Sof Beiso, She Tzrocha Sadeo Mayim. You want to daven for a chola? You want to daven for Parnasa? So fine. Duhume Ein Tefila. V'chein She'ela. V'sein Talmud is also for Parnasa. It's Tzrocha Sadeo Mayim. Your Sada, someone else's Sada, Parnasa in general. That you can add in Shomei Tefila, says Tosu. Avlas Kora, V'havdolo, Shar Shvachim Osa, She'ena Me'ein Shomei Tefila. But has Hara to say Mashav Ruach Amar Dagoshem and Shemei Tefillah that you can't do, and Havdalah as well you can't say in Shemei Tefillah. That's Shevach that we don't do in Shemei Tefillah. What do we do in Shemei Tefillah? Not Shevach, but rather Bakosha. Right? Bakoshas you can put into Shemei Tefillah. Says Tosfos V'nirah Shekol Ha'omer Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah Acha Shesiim Divrei Tachanunim Miyushov Meguna. What in the world does that mean? If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah after you finish Divrei Tachanunim, don't we say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah? You say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah after you finish Divrei Tachanunim Miyusha. Well, what's Miyusha? Who's davening sitting down? And what's he referring to? So the Pnei Yeshua explains that what he means is this: that you can add Tachanunim after the Shmona Esrei, and after you finish Shmona Esrei, technically speaking, you can sit down. It's not part of the Amidah. So if you start to say brachas of Bakosha, after Elokai Netzor, after the Tachanunim that you're adding at the end of the Shmona Esrei, meaning you finished the brachas and Tzoyos of the Shmona Esrei, you finished all the Bakoshas already. Now you're going to add Tachanunim at the end of the Shmona Esrei, and then you're going to start more brachas. Says that you're not supposed to do. That's Meguna. That you're not supposed to do. Kidi Amina Mikam Ve'elach Osel Esape B'Shivcho Shel Mokom. Klomer Lahosev Brachas Al Elu. Means you're not allowed to add to the brachas of the Shmona Esrei. Can it? It's Shmona Esrei. It's 18 brachas or 19 brachas, but you can't add more to that. That's what the Gemara Megillah says. Did anyone look up the Gemara? The Gemara Megillah says that Shimon HaPakuli was mesader Shmona Esrei in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Is this Daf Yuchesem et Aleph? And Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It says Shimon HaPakuli was his the Shmona Esrei brachas lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. We had Shmona Esrei before Shimon HaPakuli, so what's it referring to? So on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara says, they forgot the Shmona Esrei, they forgot the Bracha, so he was Mesader it again. He figured out the Nusach, remember the Nusach. On that, the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elech osel esape b'shivcho shel mokom. It's not talking about Shevach, it's talking about Bakoshes, actually. It's talking about Bakoshes, that you can't add more Bakoshes, says Rashi. You can't add brachas to Shmona Esrei. Chazal v'kovei Shmona Esrei brachas, 19 brachas. That's it. You can't add brachas to Shmona Esrei. kene brachas nishmona eser. Aye, but we know the Gemara on Chaf Aleph said that you can daven more. You can daven another shmona eser, no? Afilim bali spalish shmona eser ol pa macheres also shener kamosif ala brachas. You can't daven shmona eser again. Adam le'el v'levai shi'ispal adam kol yom kulo hanu dafka sofik ispala afo vada yukmina le'el sheposik afi le'em tzabrocha vadai, if vada yispalel and now you're going to daven again and then you realize that you davened already, then you have to be posik even in the middle because you're not allowed to have another shmona eser. Nira kemosif ala brachas atfilas nedova is a different story. You want to daven a tfilas nedova after the tfilas chova, okay, that's okay, but you can't add more brachas if it appears like you're davening a tefillas chova once again. That you can't do. You can't add brachas to the Shmona Esther, says Tosfos. Umashesh le'atzibu shalav behen hainu lotzi rab midei chavosim. Umashem espal balach hashanu kedei lahas de tefillosu kedei makbina beperek bas de Rosh Hashanah. The Shliach Tzibur is saying another Shmona Esrei. It's not a Tfilas Nedava, it's a Chazaras Hashatz. The answer is it's to be Motzi be Eino Baki. That he can do. Aye, but he's davening the first Shmona Esrei. It's two Shmona Esreis for him. No, so the first one is to be Master Tfilas, so to prepare the Tfila for the second Shmona Esrei. So that's okay for the Shliach Tzibur, but to add brachas after you finish the Shmona Esrei, that you can't do. You want to add extra Tachanunim, put it into Shemaya Tfila, says Tosfos. Okay, that's the Tosfos. Tosfos says that you can add tachanunim, you can add bakoshes to shomea tefila, but not shevach. Right? If you forget mash v'ruach umorad agoshem in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, that you can't add. If you forget havdola in chonin adas, that you can't add to shomea tefila. That's a shevach. That's a shevach. Bakosha you can add, but shevach you can't add. This is Tosfos. And this idea is echoed by Rabbeinu Yonah too. Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf Yutesa Mebeis and Daf Yarif, writes here are we? Amar Ravasi, Tov lo hizke gruos geshavim betchias ameis emachzirin oso. Sheila bevirchas hashanim emachzirin oso b'nei shiyochol amar b'shamei tefila. Kachi agirsa b'chol hilchos harav alfasi. U'miktas nuschei agimara. V'hochi perusha. Kishetov lo hizke gruos geshavim betchias ameis emachzirin oso b'nei shebrochazu ein ela shevach. Sh'anu m'shavchim l'barishu m'chayim eisim. Murdagosh. Then you have a lama shavak bishame at fila. She tachanunim. Abakashatov, Laiske Shayla, Bibikas Hashanim, Emazion, so the Kevin Shashayla, he tachanunim, Shalmavakshim, Abore, she eating Gisham, Lebrocha, Alpeho Adama, Yochola, Amr bishame at fila, she gapkin tachanun. Rabbi Yonah first says the same as Tosfos, right? That the girsa in the Gemara is what? The Toa, Tov, Laiske Gvurs Gishamim, Betrias Amazing. If you forget Mashavurk, Murdagoshim, then machzirin also, but shel b'vichas hashanim no. The chiluk is mashvaruch amar dagoshim is a shevach. The Saint Talmud is a bakasha. So the Saint Talmud you can put in shomei tefila, but gvuras geshamim you can't. Like Tosfos. Avol rabbanit tzarfa zal omrim da filu kishatov lo hizke gvuras geshamim betchias hameisim ein machzirin also. Kmo she ein machzirin also kshlo hizke shel b'vichas hashanim. Shedirim shavet. Rabbi Tzarfa say no, that even if you forget Mashav Ruach Amarad Hashem, that you can also put in Shemei Tefillah. Even Shevach, you can put in Shemei Tefillah too. Putema? Rabbi Yonah says, how can it be? Shari Beferi Shomer, Begvuras Geshomim Shemachzirin also. Ubadakno Beneschos, Meduyakos, Matsonu Kach, Tov, Lo Hizke, Gevuras Geshomim, Tchias Amesim, O, Lo Hizke, Shaila Berchaz Hashanim, Ein Machzirin also. And there's Shomer Beshemei Tefillah. He found the Girsa. That says Gvuras Geshamim is the same as the Saint Talamotar. You can put both into Shomei Tefillah. Yeah, and he says Rabbeinu Tzarfas must have been glorious like that. Lufika Chomer Shem Nevesh Beinem. Rabbi Yonah says, we don't have such a girsa, but okay. Ela birushalmi nira kedivreim. Zok the Rabbi Yonah, I think there's a riot to the Rabbi Tzorfas and the lashon of the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? Taminan hasam, umasha elushi midochak ein machzirin also. What's the hey? Hazkara shi merevach lo kol shekein? Kloma. Shaila shall be a sashanim she tsricha le tsarach ashoin and a matzricha no so last of it, I be shiyam also be shmeat fila. Has kar shall gurus gesham shayna le sheva bilvad lo kol shekein shall on its dark last zero. The shiyam also be shmeat fila. What's Yerushalmi saying? Birchas Hashanim, the Seita Lamater is midochak. What does it mean midochak? Shasat chak? What does it mean midochak? It means you need it. It's a bakasha. It's necessary for you. Right? It's an important part of the Shemana Esrei. It's an ikar of the Shemana Esrei that's necessary. So if even something that's necessary for you that we would think is more ikar, you can put into the Shema Tefila, Gvuros Geshamim, Gvuros Geshamim, you're mentioning a Shavach. It's not midochak, you're mentioning it's almost like it's extra. Shevach, is that, it's nice to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is that the essence of the tefillah? I don't know if you would ask me, I'd say it's just as much the essence. Shevach Bakasha Hodah. The Yerushalmi is apparently saying that you look at the tefillah, human beings look at the tefillah as the ikar is the bakasha, I need that. So if something that you need, which obviously is an ikar part of the Shemana Esrei, the essence of the Shemana Esrei is clearly bakasha, if you can put that in Shema Tefillah, then Gvuros Geshamim, which is only, so to speak, only a Shevach, that you should be able to put in Shema Tefillah too. That's the riot to the Rabbeinu Tzorfas, that even Mashiv Ruach Mar Dagoshem, you can put into Shema Tefillah if you forget it. Hilkachim Tov, lo hizgi Gvuros Geshamim, tkes ha-meisim, o she-tov, lo hizgi Shevach Rechaz Hashanim, imach zirin osa la'on b'Shema Tefillah. Avo lo idka mekamir Shema Tefillah, mach zirin osa. But concludes the Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you didn't even say it in Shomei Tefillah, then you do have to go back. Then you do have to go back to Birchas Hashanah. If you forgot Gvuras Geshamim, even in Shomei Tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so there's a Machlokas Rishonim over here. Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah, in his own opinion, they both seem to assume that you can only put bakasha into Shema Tefillah. If you forget a bakasha in the other part of the Shemana Esrei, then you can put it into Shema Tefillah. And of course, a person can add his own bakashas. Rabbeinu Yonah agrees, but the Rabbanei Tzorfa say no. You can even put shevach mashvaruch mar dagoshem. Would he say that about Havdalah? He doesn't mention Havdalah, but the Chora would be the same thing, right? If you could put mashvaruch mar dagoshem into Shema Tefillah, Chora should be able to put Havdalah also. Interesting. You could put Shevach into Shema Tefillah too. Aye, but Shema Tefillah is not about Shevach. Why did the Rabbanei Tzorfa say you could put Gevuras Geshamim into Shema Tefillah? Shema Tefillah is Bakasha. So how can you put Shevach into Bakasha? Tosis is right. How can you put Shevach into Bakasha? However, the answer is the Rabbanei Tzorfa are assuming Shevach is an Iker part of the Shemona Esrei. Shevach is part of the Bakasha, it would seem. You know, we think the Shemona Esrei is composed of three parts, the Shevach, and there's Bakasha, and there's Hodah, and never the twain shall meet. Not the twain, but never the three shall meet, right? They're all separate units. But some have pointed out that if you look at the brachos of the Shemona Esrei, the brachos of Bakasha, is there no Shevach there? There are many brachos in the Shemona Esrei of Bakasha that have Shevach in it. Almost every one, right? Kikel Melech, Mocha V'Soleach Ata, Kigoel Chazak Ata, Kikel Melech Rofe Neman V'Rachaman Ata. Even Baruch Aleinu, the Ashkenazim, what do the Ashkenazim say? V'Sein Talmud Al Pnei Adam V'Sabinu Mitvecha V'Varach Shnasenu Kashanim HaTovos. There's no Shevach over there, but I think in Nusach Sfarad, right? What do they say in Nusach Sfarad? Kikel Tov Meitev Ato U'Mavarach Hashanim. That's a Shevach. We find a lot of Shevach in the Brachas of Bakasha. Why is that? So someone has suggested that the ultimate bakasha is the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who can give us what we need. Of course, we start the Shemona Esrei with Shvachim. But then even in the bakasha, it's not like Shevach is completely extraneous. Shevach is a very important part of the bakasha. Maybe that's what the Rabbanei Tzorfas are saying. That it's not like Shevach doesn't belong in the bakashas. The ikar of the bakasha is, of course, the request. But it's not like the Shevach doesn't belong. So you can put Shevach into Shomea Tefillah too. It's an Iker part of Bakosha, Iker part of many of the Bakoshas. So why shouldn't you be able to put Shevach into Bakosha too? That's what the Rabbanim Tzarfas are assuming. And Rabbeinu Yonah himself and Tosis argue, and they say, okay, it's true that there are certain elements of Shevach in the Bakoshas, but to put an extraneous Shevach in, Gvuras Geshamim, that has nothing to do with the Bakoshas, that we wouldn't do. That we wouldn't do. What does the Rambam hold about this? So the Rambam in Ilchas Tefillah does talk about Havdalah. The Rambam in Ilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's first see what the Rambam says about Gvuras Geshamim. In Perek Yud Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Mishato b'mosa Geshamim v'lo omar morid agoshem v'lo morid atol chozer l'rosh. If you say morid atol, so that's okay. We're going to see that. That's in Tosfos. We'll see that on Chav Tes on the base. Right? So it says the Rambam, if you leave out Masha v'ruch morid agoshem, you don't say either morid agoshem or morid atol, then you have to be chozer l'rosh. Halacha Tes, Mishashoch ha'shel v'rechaz ha'shanim im nizkar the Gabe Mashav Aruch Amar Dagoshim, he doesn't say that you can say it in Shemayat Tefillah if you forgot. The Gabe V'Sein Talum Mata Shele B'Berchas Hashanim, he says if you forgot it in Berchas Hashanim, then say it in Shemayat Tefillah. Shol Sagasham B'Shemayat Tefillah. Im Acha Shabir Shemayat Tefillah Chozul B'Berchas Hashanim. Like the Rabbeinu Yom. Says the Rambam, you forget to put it in, even in Shemayat Tefillah, and you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Okay. So it's what we're going to see is the Rosh Mispal Shni. Okay. So you get the impression from the Rambam, right? You forget Mashav Ruch Umar Dagoshem, you got to go back. Shemayat Tefillah is not an option. You forget Shelev Vichaz Hashanim, then Shemayat Tefillah is an option. So what does the Rambam say? What can you put in Shemayat Tefillah? Can you put Shevach in Shemayat Tefillah? What impression do you get from the Rambam? No, right? Only Bakoshem. Comes the Rambam in Aloch Yudalid. He says, "Tovlo his grav Avdol b'chan nados mashlim tefilos aveinu tzarich lachzor." Forgot Havdalah. Okay, so it'd be mashlim tefilos. Doesn't mention anything about putting Havdalah into Shomea Tefillah. Why not? The Rambam l'shitaso. Right, the Rambam l'shitaso assumes that you don't put Shevach into Shomea Tefillah. Everything is great. Becomes the case of Mishnah, and he says there's another gears in the Rambam. He says, "Kachi anuscha ha'amitis v'chematzosi b'sefer meduyak." Right, because the Mishnah says this is taka the way the Rambam should be. I found it in the Frankel Rambam. And no, he didn't have a Frankel, but he found it in a sefer meduyak. Usvarim shebiadenu kosu b'hem yesh mi shemore shem nizkar kodem shemei atfila mavdul b'shemei atfila. There's some yesh mi shemore anuscha in the Rambam. That the Rambam says what he says, but then he says Yesh mi shemora shemnizka kodesh shemayat tefila mavdu b'shemayat tefila demnizka achas shemayat tefila mashlam tefila so vein tzarich lachzor v'kachay agores hatur b'divrei rabbeinu. This was the tour's girsa in the Rambam. That there's some who claim that if you forgot havdalah b'chanan ados, you can put it into shemayat tefila. Wow, that's the case of Mishnah. V'tol sofer u'dach isa. Amar of Tanchum, Amar Ravasi, Tovla is good words, Geshamin Vadal Bechanadas, Eimar Zirnos, Amnei Shiochala, Amar Lakos. The Gemara says that if you forget Havdalah, you don't put it into Shemayat Tefillah because you could say it Alakos. The Kesem Mishnah leaves it with Sarachim. This is a Girsa in the Rambam, but I think it's a Tosova because it's against the Gemara. I think it's against the Gemara. So comes the Beis Yosef, and says, maybe it's not against the Gemara. Maybe it's not against the Gemara. What's the answer for the Gemara? Beis Yosef says, in Reish Sadi Dalid, he says, "Mashva leit Avdala nami Omer b'shamei tefila de ma'ishlam ibrichas hashanim." Ela da difa minash meina da fila la nizka da acha shemet fila in a chosim nesha omer lakos. But he says this, there's no kasha from the Gemara at all. The Gemara is saying that tavlo hizkir shelem v'chaz hashanim a machzir nasol because you can mention it in shemet fila. And Abdullah b'chonin ados as well. You can mention Abdullah too. And if you forgot Abdullah until after shemet tefila, it's also okay. You don't have to go back. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying an even bigger chiddush, says the Beis Yosef. Tavlo hizker gevuras kesham shel v'chaz hashanim ein machzir nosim neshiyachol over b'shamei tefila. Adkan. That's the only option for v'saint halamata. So if you miss it in Shamei Tefila, obviously you're going to have to go back. You have to do something. The Chiddush of the Gemara is Havdalah b'chonin adas ein machzir naso, even if you forgot it in Shamei Tefila. But did anyone say that if you're holding before Shamei Tefila that you can't say Havdalah? Why should you be able to say Havdalah? The Gemara is just saying that even if you forgot it and you passed Shamei Tefila, there's no need to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, to go back to Atachonin, because you can say it alakos too. So it's not a kasha against this Yesh Mishamora, claims the Beis Yosef. Not a kasha. Interesting. Very interesting. But what is the kasha? The kasha is not that it's a stira in the Gemara, because the Mishnah says it's a toh sofer. Toh sofer because it's against the Gemara. So it comes to the Beis Yosef, it's not against the Gemara. Comes the Beis Yosef. In the case of Mishnah, he leaves a bit Tzarechim, and the Beis Yosef is the same person. Interesting. He didn't give this answer in the case of Mishnah. Okay. He thought about it more. In the Beis Yosef, he gives this answer. The kasha is not the Gemara. The kasha is the Svar. How can you say Avdol and Shemayat Tefillah? It's Doch Shevach. It's against Tosfos, right? Against that Svar that you can't say Shevach in Shemayat Tefillah. What's the simple answer for the Rambam? Who says he agrees with Tosfos? What's the simple answer for the Rambam? Maybe he goes like the Bani Tzarfas. Right? Maybe he holds that you can say Shevach in Shemei Tefillah. It's interesting that the Rabbani Tzarfas don't say it. Rabbi Yonah doesn't quote such a shita. That's the Rambam. He talks about Gevuras Keshav, doesn't talk about Havdalah. The Rambam talks about Havdalah. But you could say the Rambam is like the Rabbani Tzarfas. Rambam is like the Rabbani Tzarfas. That's what you could say. It's not what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef quotes Tosfos, after he quotes this Yesh Mishamora in the Rambam, he quotes Tosfos that you can't say Shevach and Shemei Tefillah, and therefore it's a Tzarachin against the Rambam. So what's the answer that the Beis Yosef gives? He says, well, if you look at the Nusach of the Rambam in Havdalah, there's no Kasha. He says, V'yesh Lidchos, Dekemet V'kshanum Avdilam Etfilah, Numispalim V'omim Keshem Shiv Daltonu V'chulei, Shaper Havi Me'en Shemei Tefillah. What does he mean? What's the Beis Yosef saying? Kshem Shehev Daltana? Where do we say that? Kshem Shehev Daltana? Where do we have that? So if you look at the Rambam's Nusach HaTfila, at the end of Sefer Ava in the Rambam has the Nusach HaTfila. He has the Siddur. He quotes you his Siddur. So in the old versions, it's on the second page of the Sefer Tfila Kol HaShana. At the bottom of the second column, he says, "Belel Matzi Shabbos and Matzi Yom Kippurim and Matzi Yom Tovim, Mevarech Brocha Revius Benusach Zeh. Ata Chonin LaAdam Das and Melamed LaEnosh Bina. Ato Hevdalta Ben Kodesh LaChol Ben Alachosh Ben Yisrael LaAmin Ben Yom Ashi LaSheishes Mei Amasa. Keshem Shevdalta Ben Kodesh LaChol Kein Pedenu VeAtzileinu Nikol Mine Mashches Mikol Mine Peronios and Mesvag Shos Lova BaOlam." It's a pretty big bakosh if I've ever seen one. Right? There's a big bakasha. The Rambam in his Nusach, he adds a bakasha to the Havdalah. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, there's no kasha in the Rambam. But the kasha is, how can you put Havdalah into Shemei Tefillah? The Rambam says Havdalah includes a bakasha. So if it includes a bakasha, then we can put the Havdalah into Shemei Tefillah. It's not fair at all, says the Beis Yosef. It's not fair at all. He happens to point out that he doesn't think it's the right Nusach in the Rambam. The correct use is not Havdalah, like the Kesem Mishnah said, and like Tosfos. But the reality is, it's not a kasha against the Rambam anyway, he says, because the Rambam assumes that the Havdalah is going to have a bakasha in it too. Okay? So there are two ways to explain the Rambam. Either the Rambam assumes, like the Rabbani Tzarfas, that you can put Shevach into Shemei Tefillah, or the Rambam says Havdalah has a bakasha in it, so therefore you can put the bakasha into Shemei Tefillah. What's the problem? The problem is not with the Rambam. Well, what's the problem now? The problem is with us. Right? With us. Right? Why does Tosfos say that you don't put Avdol into Shomei Tefillah? Yeah. What's the problem with us? I heard an echo. What's the problem with us?
The problem with us, we don't have that nusach.
What nusach do we have?
We don't have
bakasha. What do we say? Atachonin la'adam das. Atachon antana la'mara torah sechem la'tamdem la'asus chukul mitzanecha. Batavdel shem alokeinu ben kodesh l'chol ben olah choshev ben yisrael l'ar v'yoshu l'sheish mea masa. Go ahead. Menukim mikol avonim u'dubakim yirasecha. That's all shevach, right? No, it's not. Avinu malkeinu. Hochel oleinu ayomim. Say it like a bakasha. Avinu malkeinu. Hochel oleinu ayomim. Avinu l'kaseinu l'shon. Chasuchim mikol chayit. Menukim mikol avonim u'dubakim yirasecha. I think that's a bakasha. We're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we shouldn't sin during the coming week. So the kasha, it's strange. The kasha was on the Rambam because we were assuming that Tosfos is right. That you can't put Gvuras Geshamim and Avdolah in Shomei Tefillah because it's Shevach. So we have to stand on our head for the Rambam, give two different answers. The second answer, Beis Yosef's answer, is that really there's Bakasha in Avdolah and it's okay. But our Avdolah also has Bakasha in it. So what was the problem? Why does Tosfos say you can't put Avdolah in the Shemona Esrei? In the Shemaya Tefillah. Why can't you put Avdol in the Shemaya Tefillah? It's a Bakasha too. What's the answer? What do you think the answer is? What's the answer? Yes, Ben.
Tosfos has a different Girsa of Atachon and Tani.
Maybe not. I mean, it's okay. If that's the answer, then I have nothing to say. I think there could be another answer. Okay, if that's true, then obviously there's no Kasha. Yes, you
agree. The
Ikar of the Bracha is Sheva. The Ikar of the Bracha is clearly. Oh, another echo. Right? Ah! The Ikar of the Bracha is clearly not Shevach. The Ikar of the Bracha is Bakasha. The Ikar of the Bracha is not Bakasha, it's Shevach. The Ikar of the Bracha is not Bakasha, it's Shevach. Not the Ikar of the Bracha. The Ikar of Havdalah is Shevach, not Bakasha. So it says Tosfos, it doesn't matter that there's Bakasha in there. You can't put the Shevach in there. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam, according to Beis Yosef, the Rambam says that if there is a bakasha, so like the shevach piggybacks onto the bakasha. You can put the bakasha into Shemaya Tefillah so the shevach can piggyback onto the bakasha. And Tosfos would say, forget the piggybacking. Maybe Tosfos holds that you can't put shevach in even if it's piggybacking with the bakasha. Or maybe he holds the ikar is the shevach. So if the ikar is the shevach, you can't even add the bakasha. The bakasha is connected to the Shevach. But if the Ikar is the Shevach, so you can't put Shevach in Shemayat Fila. So that's why Tosfos holds that you can't put Havdol in Shemayat Fila. Yes?
According to the great Shah Ramadan, how is that possible if you
say
that you can't do
Rashi Shah? That's why that Pshat is not correct. Right. I neglected to point that out, but that is true. That is absolutely true. That's difficult. That Pshat would be very difficult. Yeah. That's actually. I meant to say that, but that's a good point, right? If the Rambam says you can't put Gvuras Geshamim into Shemayat Tefillah, clearly the Rambam does not go like the Rabbeinu Tzarfas. Right? He doesn't say that you can put Shevach in Shemayat Tefillah. So how can you put Avdol into Shemayat Tefillah? Noah's right. The answer must be what the Beis Yosef is saying. But the Rambam assumes that there's Bakosha in Havdolah. And Tosfos must say that the Ikar of the Havdolah is really Shevach. So the Ikar is Shevach, then you can't put it in. Can't put it in, despite the fact that it has bakasha too. Yes, Yoni.
I agree with the point that it would be difficult to explain the Rambam as saying like the Rabbanei Tzarfat, but he does seem to hold in their svara. He says about saying mor natal that the reason why it's okay to forget mor natal is because you don't need bakasha on tal. He seems to be saying that the shevach is the bakasha, which is the same svara we use to explain the Rabbanei Tzarfat. Would he say he holds like them? There's a different. Could you say he holds like them? There's a different reason that you can't say Mashi
Baruch.
He does seem to accept that
spot. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Yeah, no. The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam says if you forget Morad Agoshim and Morad Atal, then you're Chozel Rosh. So clearly you can't say it in Shemayat Tefillah. Why not?
No, I meant in the later part of the Halacha where he talks about the times of year where we're just saying Morad Atal, like not evoking Shemayat Tefillah.
Vim Tobi Mosachama Va'omer Morad Agoshim Chozel Rosh. Vim Lohiske Tal Eimach Zirna So. Oh, Vim lo hiske tal ein magzir nosa shena tal netza. Vim tzarech bakosha. Vim lo hiske tal ein magzir nosa shena tal netza. Vim tzarech bakosha. Right, if you missed out on morid atal, you're okay. Because you don't need a bakosha for tal. But if you didn't say morid agoshem, at his man of Geshomim, then you're not okay.
He's saying it is a
bakasha.
And you don't have to go back for
Morid
Atal because you don't need a bakasha, implying that it is a bakasha.
You're saying the Rambam says
Morid
Agoshim is a bakasha?
So
why does he say that you can't say it in Shema Tefillah?
Right. That's sort of, he seems to accept the Svara of the Rabbanei.
No, I don't think Morid Agoshim is a bakasha. It's that at a time that you need the bakasha of Geshem, this is a Shevach that we want to mention. It's not a bakasha. The bakasha is the same tal umota, the same mota. That's the bakasha of Gisham. Right? But as opposed to tal, right, bimosachama, you don't need a bakasha of tal. It never stops. I think that's what the Rambam is saying. Okay. I know some of the Talmidim have not gotten to the next packet, but I just want to introduce the next packet, because actually we've already seen Rishonim that have led us to the next packet, and that is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam have said that what happens if you left out the same Talamata, so you mentioned it in Shema Tefillah. That's not Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, that's the Gemara. But if you forgot it, even in Shema Tefillah, what do you do? So they both said that you have to go back to Birchas Hashon. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's not at all muska. That's not muska. Right? The Gemara says, Gufa, Amar of Tanchum, Amar of Asi, Tov lo hizke gvuas kesham b'tchias ha-meisim, machzirin oso. Shel b'vechas ha-shan, em machzirin oso, v'nash yochel ha-omer b'shamei ha-tfila. V'abdol b'chon in ha-doas, em machzirin oso, v'nash yochel ha-omer ha-lakos. So far I haven't read anything. We've seen this already. Okay? Nothing new. You forget v'sein talumata, then you can say it in shamei ha-tfila. You forget Havdalah, you can say it alakos. Either Shema Tefillah or no Shema Tefillah. Machlokes Rishon. Meisei Fekta Gemara Tov Lo Yizkid Gvuras Kesham Tchias Meisei Machzirin Oso Sheila Bevechas Hashanim Machzirin Oso Havdalah B'Chanin Adosim Machzirin Oso Neshiach Lo Omer Alakos Stoch Shver. There's a memra Bryce that says that Sheila Bevechas Hashanim, if you forget Sheila Bevechas Hashanim, you Machzir him for that also. So one brisa says that if you forget the Saint Talumatar, then you don't go back to Baruch Aleinu, because you could say it in Shema Tefillah. The other one says that Machzirin Oso. So which one is it? Is it a Machzirin Oso or is it Machzirin Oso? So initially the Gemara says what? Lo kasha ha b'yachid ha b'tzibur. B'yachid b'tzibur. You forget it b'yachid, you gotta go back. B'tzibur, there's no need to go back. My taima. Lo mishum d'shama mishliach tzibur. My time alone, mishum d'shama mishliach tzibur. Why don't you have to go back and if you forget a bit tzibur? Because you'll hear it in the Chazar HaSashatz. Ihochi haim im neshiyach lo'om b'shamei ha'tfilim im neshiyach mishliach tzibur m'boi alei. What, bit tzibur? You don't have to go back because you'll hear it from mishliach tzibur? So say that. That's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says that you don't have to go back because yochel lo'om b'shamei ha'tfilim. So obviously that's not the answer. Ela idi ve'idi b'yochev v'lakosha ha de'idkar kodim shamei tefila ha de'idkar v'asa shamei tefila. Ad kam. If you forget the same talamat in Baruch Aleinu and you remember before you get to shamei tefila, then ein machzir naso. Then the shiachlo omer b'shamei tefila. If you forget the same talamat in Baruch Aleinu and you forget to say it in shamei tefila, lo idkar. Kodem Shema Tefillah, right? Idka Bosa Shema Tefillah, if you remember only after Shema Tefillah, then Machzirin Oso. That's where the Brisa says Machzirin Oso, because you forgot to put it into Shema Tefillah. That's the Gemara. Simple Chiluk. If you remember before Shema Tefillah, put it there. If you forget until after Shema Tefillah, then you have to go back. What's the $64,000 question? Go back to where? Where do you go back to? If you forget it, even in Shema Tefillah, right? Two strikes against you, right? You must have been really thinking of something else during davening. Right? You forget it in Baruch Aleinu, and you forget it in Shema Tefillah. So then the Gemara says, Machzir Asot. Where? What are the two options? Either or. Right, either Baruch Aleinu or Shema Tefillah. So which one is it? Which one is it? Do you go back to Baruch Aleinu or to Shema Tefillah? Which one?
Machalkes.
Okay, you got it. Trick question. Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam hold what? Do you go back to where?
You go back to...
to Baruch Aleinu. Right? Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam both say you go back to Baruch Aleinu. That was that last line in the Rabbi Yonah. If you don't remember until after Shomei Atfila, then we are Machzirin Oso. And I thought Rabbeinu Yonah was saying to go back to Birchas Hashanah. Tov lo hizke shevet Birchas Hashanah me'ein Machzirin Oso, ela omer b'Shomei Atfila. Okay, it's not mefurish in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's mefurish in the Rambam. It's mefurish in the Rambam. That's for sure. Misheshochach sheila birchas hashanim im nizkar konen shmei atfila shor lesagasham shmei atfila v'macha shebir shmei atfila chozel lebirchas hashanim. Chozel lebirchas hashanim. Mefurish in the Rambam. Who disagrees with the Rambam? Tosfos. Don't worry, we're not going to read the whole post just now. We'll spend time tomorrow. Just one line. Let me just read one line with you. Hadi id kavasa shmei tefila azvada machziren also miuim lo oka raglov ein otzorach lachzel lerosh v'lo lebirchas hashanim elachozel l'shamet. If you were not oka raglov, if you didn't finish the Shmona Esrei and take your three steps back, says the Rambam, just go back to Shemayim. It says Tosfos, just go back to Shema Tefillah. The Tosfos says, pshat, this is pshat in the Gemara, not much pshat in the Taichver to the Gemara. Hodid karbasa Shema Tefillah, vos meintas. What does that mean? What do those words mean? If you remember it after Shema Tefillah, then machzirin osa. What does that mean, machzirin osa? Tosfos says machzirin osa to Shema Tefillah. The Rambam says machzirin osa means to Baruch Aleinu, to Birchas Hashanah. What do you think is the more intuitive pshat? Should you have to go back to Shema Tefillah or to Baruch Aleinu? What do you think, Tuvia?
I think Baruch Aleinu.
Are you saying that Misvara? Are you saying that Mitzad the text? What are you saying? Svara. I want the text first. What do you think Machzir Naso means? What does the word Machzir Naso mean here?
The last part of the possibly said it.
Yeah, you think so? Maybe. I hear you. What's the Loshon here? Sheila bevichas Hashanim machzirin osa. Tov lo hizke sheila bevichas Hashanim machzirin osa. Machzirin osa. So you're being fancy. I mean, when you read this brisa, you think machzirin osa means you go back to Birchas Hashanim. I mean, that's what it's saying. You made a mistake in Birchas Hashanim machzirin osa. So the Gemara says, well, if you remember before Shema Yatvila, ain machzirin osa. Ain machzirin osa. I mean, don't go back to Birchas Hashanim. Just say in Shema Yatvila. But if you forgot until after Shema Tefillah, machzirin oso. That means machzirin oso to Shema Tefillah. Chora, machzirin oso means go back to Baruch to Birchas Hashanim. That's what ein machzirin oso means. Ein machzirin oso means you don't have to go back to Birchas Hashanim. Just say it on your way. So lachora machzirin oso should mean go back to Birchas Hashanim. I think so. That's really the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. It's not a Tosfos learn. Okay, Tuvia, what's your svar? What's this for?
If you're going back and like just do it, I guess not the lecha chila way. And I would think the lecha chila way would be to do it during Baruch Aleinu. That's the way.
Going back to do it in the lecha chila way.
Yeah.
So what gives you the right to say it in Shema Tefillah at all? It's not the lecha chila way.
You already made it like a mistake. So if you haven't, you're allowed to.
If you made a mistake, which mistake?
You made a mistake. You forgot to say it in Baruch Aleinu.
So you're allowed to say it in Shema Tefillah. Okay, so you're allowed to say it in Shema Tefillah. So if I pass Shema Tefillah, I'm allowed to say it in Shema Tefillah. So why should I make more brachas levatola? Let me just go back to Shema Tefillah. It's easier, no? I mean, obviously you can say it in Shema Tefillah. So if you say it in Shema Tefillah, so just go back to Shema Tefillah. Yeah, you are onto something, but I want a little more. Yash.
Maybe if you think that, like, depends on whether it's just a haskara, then you only have to go to Shemesh Jilah.
Shh, this is a mamish, that's a fancy lumbus. I was not expecting this at all. But we're going to get to that. That's it. That's very deep shot. I'm looking for something much simpler. It's amazing. It's amazing. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. You hear what he's saying? It's einfach. He talked earlier whether the same Talumata is part of the Iker Seder Atfila, or it's just the Haskar Ba'am. Right? So Josh wants to suggest maybe the whole idea that you could say it in Shomei Atfila is, it doesn't really have a makom in the Shemona Esrei anyway. I mean, if it's just a Haskara, so just say it, just stam, say it. V'sein Talamata. Maybe we should just get up after Shir and say V'sein Talamata L'Racha. No, so we don't do that. Chazal say you have to say V'sein Talamata in the context of a Shemona Esrei. So in the context of a Shemona Esrei, what, it has to be in Baruch Aleinu? They put it there because it makes sense. It makes sense in Shemaya Tfila too. If it's just a Haskara Ba'alma, it has to be in the context of a Shemona Esrei, so just put it somewhere. So the reason why you can say it in Shemaya Tfila is because it's just as relevant to say it there as it is to say in Baruch Aleinu, because it's the context of the Shemona Esrei. So why should I go back to Baruch Aleinu? I just have to say it somewhere in the context of the Shemona Esrei, so I can say it in Shemaya Tfila. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, but really what I'm struggling with is that if you're saying it's a Matbea, then like it's part of the essential part of...
No, but you're saying it's not.
I know, I'm saying it's not for the people who say you go to Shemaya Tfila, it's not. But if you say you go back to Baruch Aleinu, like Yesh Lach Kor, why you could say it in Shemaya Tfila in the first place if it's Matbea.
I can give you a reason why you can say it in Shemaya Tfila, despite the fact that it's part of the Matbea Bracha. I can give you a reason for that. I mean, do we find circumstances where a person didn't do the right thing and yet he has some way to fix it up? Do you ever find a precedent for that? In Tefillah? Rosh Chodesh? Say again. Tashlumin? Is there a concept of Tashlumin? Sometimes Chazal do that. Chazal give you the opportunity to have a makeup. It's not impossible. Maybe saying that Shemaya Tefillah is like a Tashlumin. But if you miss out, so then... Right, according, right? If you miss out, so some might say it's a part of the Iker Nusach HaBracha, you got to go back to where it belongs. We'll see. Let's take it. I don't want to go there. We're gonna develop that at greater length. But let's talk Parshat. Yes, Ellie.
Because once you're not saying it as part of the Baruch Aleinu, it's an independent, I guess, it's an independent bakasha. Say, let's say, even by Tashlumin, he said it's a restoration, competition, the way you do it again. I'll say it's a restoration, quote unquote, that it makes sense to go back to Baruch Aleinu, but it's just a competition for Bakasha, you miss this part of the Tefillah, then it's only Shayach now to be part of Shemaya Tefillah, because you don't add general things back into Baruch Aleinu. Okay, so
even if you're not going to explain Tashlumin in a complicated way, you're referring to what Tuvia was saying, that we give you an opportunity to make it up, but if you made two mistakes, as you say, if you make two mistakes, so then you have to go back to the beginning, right? If you know, if you make one mistake, that's one thing. So we'll give you another place to make it up. If you make two mistakes, you really destroyed the whole thing. So then you really have to start over again.
It's not part of Baruch Aleinu anymore. Once you're not saying it with Baruch Aleinu the first time, it's not part of that.
But yet you're allowed to say it in Shemaya Tefillah
because it's still Bakasha. That we just relate to it as a general bakasha, independent of where it was initially.
So why can't I just go back to Shemaya Tefillah? I'll relate to it as a general bakasha and go back there. There must be this concept that once you make that second mistake, so we say that's it, goodbye. You got to go back to the beginning, start all over again. It's such a concept. We give you an opportunity to make it up, but if you ruin the whole thing, then you have to start all over again. Yes, Ben.
By Havinenu, we said that you can't put Abdullah in. In Shemaya Tefillah, because it's only when you're, or no, wasn't talking about Abdullah, I was talking about something in Shemaya Tefillah, because that's only by Tashani, it said. So maybe that once you already messed it up all the way, when you're going back, you're not going to, the only way you say it in Shemaya Tefillah is when it's a Ta, when you missed it in the first time, and you still have a chance in Shemaya Tefillah.
But now you're a double Ta. That Gemara is just saying that we don't put the same Talamata in Shemaya Tefillah lechatchila. That's actually a very important line in the Gemara. What does that line of the Gemara show you? What's the mokom in the Tefillah for the Saint Talamata? The mokom really is Baruch Aleinu. That's really where it's supposed to be. So the ability to say it in Shema Tefillah is only because of Toa. We give you the right to say it in Shema Tefillah if you were Toa. But that's not really the proper makom for Sayyid HaMotah. So that would explain why if you missed it, even in Shema Tefillah, you got to go back to the beginning. Because Toa Shiny means we give you an opportunity to put it in a different place if you were a Toa. But if you were even Toa there, so why should you go back there? That's not really the makom for that Hazkar. Okay, we'll get to it in Mitzvah. Final comment, Avi. Yes.
That L'Chari, you've seen a lot of Siddurim they put in during Shemayat Tefillah, the extra Tefillah from rains. And would that, like, if you forget the Saint Talamatar, can you just say that during Shemayat Tefillah?
Why would you just say the Saint Talamatar?
Yeah,
the extra tefillah for rain, they say in Baruch Aleinu too.
Yeah, no, but why do they put the extra in one?
As different people put it in different places, but I'm not sure that changes anything, right? You could say the same Talmud in Shema Tefillah if you forget it in Baruch Aleinu. The question is, let's say you forget it in Shema Tefillah itself, where should you go back to? So take a look at the Makaros. Okay, there's a Ritva, there's a Ran, there's a lot to see. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to flesh out this sugya a little bit more.